These are the things that suck. These are the things that suck. Man, it really, really, really sucks. Man, it really does suck.
Really sucks.
These are the things that suck.
Sucks.
These are the things that suck.
Suck.
It really, really, really sucks.
Really sucks.
Really does suck.
This is the podcast series, Things That Suck, starring Tristan Talton and me, Dev Hudson. Wow, that song.
Sucks.
Man, it really, really, really sucks.
Really sucks.
These are the things that suck.
It really does suck.
These are the things that suck.
Hi, my name's Devin Hudson.
And I'm Tristan Talton, a.k.a. Supersize Fantastic, the Lady Romantic.
And this is Things That Suck. And today we'll be talking about
school. School, man. Man, I hate school.
I hate school, too. You know, for starters, I'm a guy that likes food. But then, the school food, Michelle Obama got us out here eating these under-wasted, under-nutritioned food. I get you want me to be healthy, but can I at least get
food? You know, I mess with the Obamas.
I mean, I mess with Obama.
I mess with them. But this little school food stuff needs to stop.
I can't take it anymore. It's just, my stomach's growling, even after I've eaten the five chicken nuggets that they give me.
Five chicken nuggets. Like, I'm 6'3", 285 pounds. What is five chicken nuggets and a biscuit going to do to me?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Are you
kidding me right now? Like, what, do you expect me to complete all these boring class periods with this food in my stomach? I got to go down to the corner store just to buy some chips just to suffice myself for the rest of the day. It's ridiculous.
And then they want to add new stuff to this school, like block days. Hate that. I mean, the early release is
early,
nice.
Early release was nice. I like the early release.
You know, go home, go to sleep.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Chill.
But
chill
I don't like the block days. Because
long periods. Then, you know, sometimes the lessons aren't even long enough for a 90-minute period. True, so you're just sitting there for an extra 30 minutes doing nothing. True. You know what I mean?
And then you had that one class that you in there for like a long time, and you don't like that class.
Yeah, you just hate it.
Like my even day block classes, I hate that class so much. All of them.
You know another thing I hate? Some teachers. Why are you giving me 8 pages of homework when you know you don't want to grade it?
Yeah.
How you going to complain to me? I don't like grading it. Well, don't give it out.
Teachers are harsh.
You know what I mean?
I had a teacher send me in the back of the class for 2 months in the dark.
2 months in the dark?
I mean, I feel like I could have turned the light.
Like, where were you? In a closet or something?
I could have turned the lights on. I could, but I just didn't know how to. So
you never
I'm
asked.
Sitting there. It wasn't 2 months either. It was like probably like the last few weeks of the
bit,
school.
Bit of a hyperbole. Nothing major.
Yeah,
nothing,
you know, I kind of
over-exaggerated.
Overdid it. But the bottom line, she made me sit back there in the dark room while she's teaching. I don't know what she's teaching.
I feel you. You know what I hate? You know, when teachers just don't let me learn the way I am. You know, I have to fall asleep in the middle of your lesson, or I fall asleep, I still hear it. It's still getting through my brain. And then they always want to snap me up out of my sleep. I'm going to wake myself up when I need to wake up.
I got the best sleep back there.
You know, sometimes you just be knocked. And sometimes I'll be worried I'll be snoring so loud that it's disturbing other students. But then, you know, you really don't care because it's like I'm doing what I need to do to survive this high school year.
I usually finish my work and then I go to sleep. Joyce. Mm-hmm. I could write a book.
And then, you know, always that one evil teacher that's always on the TV shows.
Yeah.
You know, every high school got one.
Yeah.
Actually, every high school got multiples of them.
Say your name.
We can't say any names, but, you know, I had a teacher that she gave work out for completion. She graded it for completion. Everybody else goes up, gets stamps. Oh, you did it, stamp. I go up there, and then she starts checking my work. Oh, this answer's wrong, so I'm not going to give you a grade. Like, I was like, isn't this like what is this? I don't even know what to call it. Because it was other black kids getting the grades too. So I'm like, you just don't like me or something?
Teachers be having grudges on students.
Like, and I don't even know what I did. I think
I don't know what I did either. And
then sometimes you want to ask, but then you don't want to ask because what if they just don't not like you? Or what if they just going to lie and say that it's nothing and I just need to give my work? Because then they all try to turn around on you. You ain't want a teacher doing something wrong and then they want to be like, it's your fault?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to be the one teaching me. So if I don't understand, teach.
I ain't gonna fake it. Sometimes I used to do stuff to get on teachers' nerves.
Yeah, me too. Especially when you don't like them.
You it's just, not that I didn't like them. It's just that.
You just you just thought it was funny to get on the nerve?
Nah, because I didn't like them.
Right. Don't try to lie. Y'all know why you're lying. We all knew what you meant.
It's like, but till this day, the teacher is one of my favorite teachers.
Oh, that's a very heartwarming story.
Yep.
Which I really didn't care to hear, but
even though
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, that's why you still didn't get yourself graded.
Yeah, true.
All right. So you want to throw shots? Let's turn this to throw shots.
Yo, what do you mean throw shots?
Your pants are too short.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I was finna snap on you, but I mean, hey, okay. I'll let it go.
No.
Another thing about school is, man.
It's dirty.
Yep, real dirty.
I
feel bad for these janitors. Yeah. Like, I would hate to clean this up. I'm not gonna lie. It's just tragic. People, you know what I saw today? Someone left a bowl of cereal and milk on top of a door handle. First of all, how did you even get that to sit still? That's my question.
Who gave you that idea to put the cereal on the doorknob?
Like, sometimes I just wonder why they do it. Like, you ever just walk past the recycling bin and then there's like 5 quart cartons of orange juice on the ground? Like, it's literally right there. You couldn't open it up?
It's like, you know, it's the trash cans right there.
Like,
why throw it on the ground?
Like, why?
Why leave it? And then the kids make like messes on the trays.
Yes, like, come on now. What
ketchup and milk don't go together?
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. Or they dip their pineapples in honey mustard. And like, ew.
And then they have cockroaches.
Yeah, cockroaches. Those be, especially in the weight room,
they be talking to you.
Yeah, they be like, then they be crawling out of people's bags. And then sometimes you be wondering, is it the bag or is it the school?
I seen a cockroach the other day. I had a whole conversation with him.
What'd he say?
Man, I walk up to that cockroach. I said, "What's up, man?" He said, "Yeah, what up, boy?"
You ever seen a cockroach doing a drive-by?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Happens a lot in this
boom,
school.
Boom, boom, boom.
Happens crazy. A lot in this school. These cockroaches don't care.
Yeah, they don't. They just hard-body.
That's bad.
Hard-body.
You have thug cockroaches in your school.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a real
big
problem.
They jump people in the bathroom.
Yeah. Mm. Especially while on the toilet. They like to get them while on the toilet.
Like, come on now. These cockroaches are 6'3".
Looking like D1 football
looking
players.
Looking like D1 football players out here.
Homie, looking
jumping
like,
people.
Looking like Nick Williams. Well, maybe a little more muscular.
Yeah.
He's not the most muscular guy.
But, like, I'm scared to use the bathroom by myself. None of these cockroaches is out here trying to jump people for their dream tickets.
On me.
What's the point of dream tickets?
Like, I actually don't even know what dream tickets are for. We have a dream store, and I still don't know what's in it. I don't even know what the dream store is. Do you know where it's at?
You can go buy things with these dream tickets. That's how much you got. You can get a piece of a dream tickets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like 60
but
dream tickets.
But who's going to collect all them dream tickets and remember that you had these dream
tickets? Yeah, and the teachers don't even be giving them out for real. So I don't understand how people be buying these. I think they just be taking other people's because other people just don't want them anymore.
Sometimes I know someone who took dream tickets off the teacher's desk.
That's
put that name.
Hey, I mean, you got to get it how you live somehow.
Yeah, you want that piece, you do what you got to do. Call them cockroaches. Let's go back to these teachers.
Yeah, the teachers. Back to them.
Go back to some of these teachers.
Yes, yes.
Because last time I checked, I'm a senior, about to graduate, and I'm about 18 years old. You're not finna talk to me like I'm a little kid.
Right. Tell them. I'm grown.
I'm a man. You a man. Talk to me like
we
having a conversation.
Like I'm a man. You know
ain't no reason for you to be yelling at me.
You know what I mean? Just calm down. Like I don't even see why you be yelling. Like what you yelling for? Like what's your frustration?
Who made you like this?
That's what I'm yelling. Like,
who made you like this?
Yeah. No,
what's the point?
I don't know. It's just like, are you like why are you so pressed?
Like come on now.
You know, sometimes it just make me wondering what's going on.
I feel like teachers come to the school just want to argue with a student.
Sometimes. You know, sometimes it be the kids, though. Some kids be extra
loud.
Oh,
yeah, that's a problem.
Don't you just hate those ones that just be screaming down? Like, I don't.
Best friend! What are you doing? That's my bestie, pal!
What you doing?
And then you got these girls. Like, why are you coming to school if you're just going to skip class?
That's what I'm saying.
Just stay home. We don't want to see you, and you don't want to see us.
And then they come to school dressed all kind of ways.
Sometimes
it's 40 degrees.
It's 40 degrees outside, and you got on a crop top and shorts. Like, is this really what's going on? It's a blizzard outside, and then they complain that they cold. Let me get your jacket. No,
you could have brung one. This is crazy.
You wearing a $500 Gucci belt with no jacket.
Kids yelling down the street. Yelling down the hallways.
Yelling down the hallways. Skipping class. Then they want to get mad at the teachers when they got an F for not doing nothing. Them to be the worst ones. I'd be like, man, just sit down and shut up.
Can you help me? You don't want
You don't want the help.
It's kids out here smelling like all types of
stink.
Like, put some deodorant on. It's these young kids. It's all the young kids. Every young kid I see, I get mad when I look at them. Like, I bet you, as soon as you see an underclassman, you're going to get mad. Make me want to just take my belt off.
Make me want to take your belt and whoop them like they're your kids.
Just take my belt off.
Whoop them like they're your kids.
Hurts me more than it hurts you. I hate underclassmen so much.
Another thing I hate. School relationships.
Yep.
Why you gotta stand in the hallway kissing while I'm trying to walk to class? Now I'm tardy and I got another detention.
What's going on?
You know, I also hate. I hate people who interrupt things just out of nowhere.
Yes. Like, it's like, are you serious?
Why are you loud?
Like, come on.
Like, come on now.
Like, calm down.
Like, stop. Just stop. You see that somebody's doing something?
They know stop. They see.
Why are you doing that? Underclassmen. He was a senior.
So go back to when you're trying to walk down the hall and they're all.
So back to the it was like you said, the relationships.
The school relationships, man. It's like they all up in the hallway kissing and hugging. Then they always got to meet up with each other. And it's like why? That's what you do when you get home. This ain't your date night, date day or something. Like, calm down. You go to school and learn.
I just push people.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to.
You
got to separate them. Because then they do it in the most, like, I don't know why they choose the smallest corners, like by the stairways, where they know there's no space right there for anybody.
And then be that
else.
One group that always talk to each other in the middle of the hallway.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And then you got girls running around here. Like, they always looking for relationships. How about you look for an A on your report card? Like, are you kidding me right now? If you want to get a B in class. Like, you know what I mean?
Come on now. Like, and then they get an attitude when you want to tell them, excuse me.
You excuse.
No.
We was doing something. Going to class. I don't care what you're doing.
No, because I'm about to be not late to this class because you want to stay here and talk about, where you bought this purse from. No, we not finna do this. No. This is what we not finna
It's not happening.
It's my senior year.
I just want to go to class and,
Graduate.
That's all I'm trying to do. And you know, one of the worst things about this, man, this senioritis hitting me hard.
Yeah, this senioritis is crazy.
I be going to class, and then, I sit there. I'm just like, man, I want to do it because I want to pass, but I don't. Like, I go home, and I say, I got to do some homework, but I also got to sleep. I go home, and then I say, I got to do this homework today.
Same.
And then somehow... You know how your PlayStation right next to your pencil box? And, I reach for the pencil, but then somehow I pick up my controller and just start watching Hulu. And it's not even my Hulu. It's somebody else's. But, you still got to get how you live. And sometimes you just like, I got to go to sleep. Like, sleep is way more important
than
right
that. You hit that mom like, I'm going to get it done.
Look, I'm going to get it done anyway. Might as well take some time to rest, Never get no time to rest when really you taking like 3 days
off. I'd rather do homework at school than home.
Yeah, that too. But then when you get to school, you still don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So it ends up just being like, when am I going to do it?
And sometimes I end up like...
The world may never know.
I need more work to cover that up.
Yeah. Now I think about it. You probably be better off just doing it from the start. Mm-hmm. No, that's a lesson, seniors. Just do your homework from the start.
No, that goes to the underclass.
Underclass. When you get
just
to this...
Just do your work.
Yeah, just do your work. Don't do what the rest of us
are doing. It's not going to take an hour out your day.
You know what I mean?
Just do your work.
Maybe 30 minutes. But then some of them classes do be taking some calculus homework.
Be in math class, learn about multiplication. Next thing you know, you get homework and it's college algebra.
On me.
Come on now.
We learned 2 plus 2 in class, and then now I got to figure out what a derivative is when I get home. What's a derivative?
Come on now.
I don't even know.
I didn't know that. That's the first I ever heard that word.
Yeah, right.
What is it?
Who knows? Something, some same thing, a slope or something? I don't know. But what's a slope?
So makes confusing. No sense. School makes no sense sometimes.
It doesn't. Sometimes. And then there's always those people who complain about how we don't have certain classes. Like, why are you complaining instead of just doing what you got? And then change it later.
I just want one of them kids would say, "Oh, I hate school," but you the one begging about more classes.
You beg, you try not to do work by complaining that we don't have the right class. Well, why am I doing this when I can learn about something else? Well, you're not learning about it. Just do what you gotta do.
How about you do that in college?
Right, you feel me? It just sucks. That's
school is a doozy.
It's a doozy. It's a big one.
Can't put my finger on it.
It picks my brain.
Redheads.
Wait, redheads. They're crazy too. We got a lot of redheads. Yeah. A lot of those.
From Italy.
Italy? Yeah, I met any.
Redheads from Italy.
Nope. I seen a lot of brown hairs from Italy. Nope. Not redheads.
Nope.
When was the last time you seen a red hair from Italy?
Red hairs from Italy.
Well, on that note, I'm Devin Hudson.
And I'm Tristan Talton. Super Size Fantastic, the Lady Romantic.
I hate when you do that. That really sucks. But we'll come back to you next time on Things That Suck with more things next week. See you later.